It's over now. It's over now.
And good afternoon, Richmond. You are listening to The Defenders Live, and I am your host, Anna Edwards, and today is Monday. The Defenders are brought to you as a production of the Defenders for Freedom, Justice, and Equality, and you can learn more at defendersfje.org and defendersfje.blogspot.com. You can give us a call at 804-644-5834 or send us an email at defendersfje.org. Well, welcome back. I, for some reason, feel like I've been away for a while. It could have something to do with the fact that it was unbelievably warm last week, and then it was unbelievably cold for a day or two. And I'm trying to adjust, and this is difficult. But also because there has, as usual, been a lot going on. You know, we're facing a season of electoral politics in Richmond, Virginia, and across the country. And as people are considering sort of the big scale things that affect our lives, we are also trying to address the things that affect us immediately. And how do you apply sort of big thinking politics or big thinking personal politics to affect change on all of those things? Today, my guests are members of a new formation, and one that was the bubbling need for it began to arise very quickly after the Occupy Wall Street movement got started, once they sort of were in the trenches and having to really talk about what they were about and what they represented. And as General Assembly formations began to experience challenges, I think, in the way that they handle process and confusing, I think, process sometimes with politics. So what I'm really talking about here, before I preface for the next 3 minutes, is the Occupy the Hood movement. And it's been a very important formation for some of the reasons I've talked about, but I hope that you will learn a few more as we talk to our guests. And one is Mark Carter. Welcome.
Hello. How you doing, Anna?
Good. And Jason Brown.
How you doing, Anna?
Good. I didn't want to give you too much of an intro personally, because I'd like you to tell our listeners how you have gotten to be involved with Occupy the Hood, but you know, sort of how you first got interested in it, what role you're playing right now. Probably the role first. So, Mark, why don't we start with you? Because I think I met you first.
Yes.
At one of the general assemblies for Occupy Richmond.
Yes. I originally joined myself to Occupy Richmond in the grassroots, started in Monroe Park before we decided to go to Kanawha Plaza and take that, and learned a lot, networked, and met a lot of good people. And I came out because as I watched things develop on the news, I wondered would I have stayed home if I was of age in the civil rights, and things were at this point, and would I just sit back and eat my cereal and watch it unfold on television, or go get involved? What kind of type of man would I be, have been at that time? And I wanted to come out and get involved, so I did. And as I did, a lot of things of my perspective was open. A lot of misunderstandings were corrected, and I got more informed as I got involved and I stood on my convictions. And as you mentioned, as we went through this process of learning and governing ourselves and making decisions and to challenge the authorities to be city hall or the mayor, I was missing more of my black constituents, and I didn't see them, and I was concerned. But at the same time, I felt somebody got to stay through this and hammer out and get an understanding. And I was always thought to myself, I will go back and let them know what I've learned. And they didn't respond quickly to it. But as we move forward, Occupy the Hood came about. They watched us as we was
in
Kanawha Plaza.
The first live radio faux pas. Turn off your cell phones if you haven't already.
Right. That's me. I'm sorry. But so Occupy Richmond is my starting point with getting involved. And then as we did what we was doing and protesting and demonstrating on the corners, I used to see Jason Brown come by with his camera shooting footage. And then I learned that he was downloading these on YouTube under Occupy the Hood. So Occupy the Hood started right shortly after the original occupation started in Richmond and all over. And as we bogged down in a certain aspect, if you will, they raised up and pulled out a cry and a call for our communities to come together and occupy and take back the hood. And I contacted Jason. He'd be contacted. I grew up in the neighborhood that he's in, and that was calling this GA for the community. And I assisted in just kind of
pulling it together,
yeah, giving a little insight.
Well, that's a good segue point because Jason, I think it's I'm getting really excited now, so I'm going to try and wait. But the fact that you were already working on it, the fact that you were already observing, the fact that obviously, as a, you know, okay, you represent the Black community, the whole Black community of Richmond, right? But but that you were already tapped in and trying to figure out what it was all about and how it related to the community, so that you were documenting it and putting it on YouTube. Occupy the Hood already existed, and yet, so talk about why? Why were you happy? Were you moved sort of in the same way? It's like something's happening here.
Yes, I was. I went down to first I was involved with Stephen Colbert's rally to restore sanity.
Yes.
And so I was promoting that really hard, and then I was doing other things too, but the thing about it was the death of Troy Davis. Mm-hmm. It kind of made everybody mad, and I went down to the first GA that Occupy Richmond had, and like you said, there was no representation. I saw all types of races out there but ours. Mm-hmm. And I felt like, you know, we're talking about economic equality. This sounds so familiar to me. Mm. And then I'd say, well, they can't talk about economic equality without bringing up reparations and things of that nature, things that Martin Luther King was fighting for. Mm. So I felt like I was the only one who made the connection. And I felt desperate, so I said, I gotta get out here. I gotta tell everybody what's going on. So that's what I did. I got the camera, and I said, let's hit the hood and get everybody's opinion, because I used to collect stories anyway. Mm-hmm. I used to love listening to people talk, the winos, the bums, everybody. Mm-hmm. You know? So.
Hey, they have life experiences usually. Exactly. They'll tell you why they're where they are.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you have to go through things in order to be able to tell somebody else how to get out of things sometimes, you know? Like, that's right. I believe only a junkie can tell a junkie how to quit taking drugs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the same thing in the hood, you know? We have a lot of miseducation and total backwards thinking sometimes, because it's a pimp game out there now. You know, you don't have a father at home. Your mother's probably a junkie or alcoholic or something like that. So the only person you're going to rely on or trust is probably your friend or your cousin or somebody like that. And if they're in the dope game, then they're going to take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what happens a lot of times.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, one of the challenges, I think, with social justice movements over the last 30 years, maybe sort of, in a way, I mentioned an organization called Black Left Unity while we were talking, and there's representatives from all over the country who are a part of that. But one of the reasons that they sort of formed themselves was, at first, it was sort of a shock and a dismay at the fact that the Black community as a whole could not come together in a really organized and impactful way around Katrina. That it was a lot of individual responses. It was a lot of individual organizations, but there was not like this nationwide coalescence of all these people who either grew up in the civil rights era, who went through the Black liberation struggles a little bit later, and sort of where was that collective power that we know that as a community we have, as a community any group has, if you come together in a unified way. And so what the frustration seems to also come down to a racial divide. It's like, when do people show up? And for what do they show up? Mm-hmm. And when whites are anti-racist, why don't we see them at, say, vigils for Black children who have died? Or, you know, the Troy Davis was interesting, because in a way there was something unifying about that, because it was so blatantly, you know, just wrong across the board. Even Oscar Grant in Oakland, and you know, and the way that he was killed. I'm finding that people want to come together, but they're having a hard time finding the arenas in which to come together, that they're afraid of stepping on toes or that they don't know enough. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I thought was encouraging about Occupy Wall Street, at least in our Richmond formation and some of the others, was the fact that people sort of all of a sudden didn't care what they didn't know and were willing to sort of come out and step out and see what it was going to be about. And then some of the cracks started to develop too, right? It's like, again, who's stepping out? I saw some Black representation, but like you said, not enough, and it was mostly students. And so there was that particular perspective. It was not what you're talking about, Jason. Yeah. And it's not what you were talking about because you saw it from the beginning, Mark. And so what I'd like you to talk about now is talk about the GA that you all had on Saturday. And, you know, what you were hoping for and what you see can come out of that.
Well, I was hoping for more of a community response, but I know that there's a trust issue there. So we're going to have to show and prove is what I was telling everybody. I said, don't expect a big turnout. I told them, don't put so much into the production. We just want to reach the people.
Right.
And that's what the goal was. And we did. We accomplished it.
Mm-hmm.
The questions came after the GA was over with, though.
Sure, of course.
I was being approached at the store and everything. I mean, I couldn't even get out of my car without somebody coming up to me, shaking my hand and saying, when are you having the next one? So it's now, that's what we need to do now, just show that consistency.
Yeah.
Show them we're not here just for MLK Day and we're going to leave later.
It was a great day because a lot of kids came. The parents didn't bring them, but I feel like,
they sent them out.
Yeah, scouts because, some people say, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. So I said, give me a puppy. We'll work with the kids, And I think that's the real source of our energies. We'll go into the youth and reconnect them and try to re-educate them because there's a gap in that trust and being sidetracked and sidelined, and they're not connected. They don't see the importance. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The adults don't. And so we can try to open the eyes of the kids and their perspective because my father shared something with me. We might not see the results we want to see immediately, but those mm-hmm. kids are going to remember. I remember when I was in that playground when they was formulating these things. They made some changes and all. And I think that's it's going to take the kids, the youth, to be reached. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to just take a quick minute because I know we're gonna keep this conversation rolling. Just to let people know that they are listening to The Defenders Live here on WRIR 97.3. It's Richmond's radio for the rest of us, and we are Richmond's independent radio station. The Defenders Live is brought to you every Monday from 12 to 12:30, and you can learn more at defendersliveradio.blogspot.com or defendersfje.org. And defendersfje.blogspot.com. Give us a call, 804-644-5834, or give us an email at defendersfje@hotmail.com. I'm here today with Mark Carter and Jason Brown of Occupy the Hood, but also Mark has been with Occupy Richmond all this time. And we are talking about the evolution, the development of Occupy the Hood. One of the things that I do want to get to also is talking about the Virginia People's Assembly because it's coming up this Saturday and because it is a formation of statewide organizations who are working on all these issues. And economic justice is sort of first and foremost up front with that. The clarion call is jobs, peace, justice, and don't balance the budget on the backs of Virginia's workers. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about trust and trying to, reaching into the community, sometimes the hardest people to convince, of course, is your immediate family members
right.
and your close friends. So they're like, true. What is wrong with you? What right. has happened to you? I don't understand. And so I think your sensibility already is, understanding that first you have to prove that what you're talking about is sane, that it's, that it's correct and that it's worth touching, is worth being near, it's worth thinking about, and that it has some precedent. Because I think what I've experienced, too, in talking to people in the community has been that they've been through things and things have not worked out. And they've been through things and things have not worked out. And people have come to them with solutions and it turns into the same old game. It's like, I can see them 5 miles away. It's the same story. It's the same solutions. It's not about us. It's about them. You know, so I loved hearing that after the event was over, you know, people are calling and people are talking and people see you on the street and they recognize and they want to know more. So you've crossed that initial hurdle. Yeah. There's something legit about what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah. I told him, you know, a group of guys came up during the GA, I guess you can call it a rally or whatever.
Rally slash GA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he was a big time dope boy, and mm-hmm. I told him, I said, see man, people do care about us in the hood. You just got to give them a chance, you know. And like I was telling the people from Occupy Richmond, you know, there's such a big educational gap that's going to affect the way that we communicate with one another and everything. So mm-hmm. it's going to take some time. It's not going to be an overnight thing, you know.
Yeah,
but we're gonna keep on. We're gonna prove it to them. We're gonna show it to them. And the main thing they want to know is, what are we going to do?
Right.
That's
right.
The main question. True. What are we gonna do?
Absolutely.
Because like you said, they've heard this 1,000 times, and so we've got a few plans that we're gonna implement, like community gardens.
Mm-hmm.
So we're also gonna have neighborhood cleanups, you know, so we can get some of the trash and stuff off the ground.
Right.
I think that'll restore some pride in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And if we have the young cats out there doing it, they're not gonna let anybody disrespect what they just cleaned up.
That's right. You have them involved, and mm-hmm. then they do have pride in what they just did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then we're also gonna work on the educational system, because right now they have the kids in there. They're just training to take tests. They're not really learning anything.
Boy, you join the club. That is one of the hugest problems. It's really ridiculous.
Yes.
And another thing that we're going to do, which is going to be a slap in Virginia Dominion Power's face, is we're going to start getting some solar panels out there. We know how to make them.
Excellent.
From scratch.
Excellent.
We also, I'm also doing a study now on magnetic generators,
mm-hmm.
which they pretty much propel on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So you can generate electricity. And one guy on the internet said, "I bet you guys didn't know this, but the electric meter on your house, it can go backwards."
Oh,
and
no.
When it goes backwards,
hush. Once you're getting in trouble on the air,
right?
But you can actually buy a converter where you can sell energy back to the power company.
Oh, wow.
So I think that is going to be the incentive to get everybody
started. Yeah, and see, these are very practical on the ground ideas, because certainly, you know, we're in the middle of winter, heating bills, a lot of houses are heated by electric baseboard heating.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the kinds of things that, when somebody says, what are you going to do? You know, what have you done for me lately?
Yeah,
you know?
So true.
But pragmatic and very forward looking. You know, from that we could, you know, do another show where we talk about how, and I'm going to do this because this is this show, but also because we sort of always have to lay things out on the table. When people think about the green industry and environmentalism, you don't ever see any black faces in the advertising and any of that. And yet, there's plenty of black people and people all over the world of color who are involved directly in environmental issues, because those environmental issues affect people's daily lives. And the fact that you're talking about community gardens and growing food is about self-sufficiency.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously nutrition.
Well, you just hit on something, the visibility of our people connected to those type of programs.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to try to be as visible as possible, door to door, and show that we're not just preaching to them, but we're concerned and we're working
mm-hmm.
with them and working mm-hmm. on the same situations. And they don't see enough of the positive sides of that there are blacks connected to these things and
right.
aware.
Right,
yeah.
right. Yeah. And, you know, it opens up job possibilities, entrepreneurship opportunities. But I do think it really does sort of come down to that issue of pride and self-sufficiency,
mm-hmm.
that we don't have to be victimized, you know, by the system
mm-hmm.
If we can look around us and empower ourselves to just, you know, if they're not going to take care of it, then I have to take care
right.
of it. And together we can demonstrate that we can take care of it and we can leave them behind if necessary.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, just to sort of push the point about the Virginia People's Assembly, are you all planning to be there?
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Why?
Yes.
Why?
I want to meet a lot of other people who are doing things. And I think that we could all use one another.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm in media. I'm probably the only special effects graphics artist on the East Coast that I know about. I haven't been looking for anybody, but
well, now that you said that, though, probably.
Yeah. And I'm willing to help anybody. I don't mind working. And if you, as long as you have the same attitude that I do, I think we can get a lot of things accomplished.
Yeah. I'm going to be there because I want to learn more and speak out against how they decide where our money should go and when it should go and how much should go and not really focusing on things that really affects the people, about the schools and the health and the food, you know, our hood and communities in the black communities got to go way out the community to a good grocery store.
That's right.
You know, and then their schools are falling down around them and the playgrounds are all, you know, left, you know, not updated and kept up. And those are tax dollars. They deciding mm-hmm. where they're going. They're not putting them in best use, in my opinion. We can see these things.
Right.
And so I wish more of the black community to be aware you do have power. Your voice is power.
Mm-hmm.
Your vote is power. Your mm-hmm. presence is power.
Yeah.
You should be there.
Yeah.
And we will be there as Occupy the Hood, Joint Occupy Richmond and all, and let them know, come out. Yeah, they need to come out.
Yeah, and there's the structure this year is going to be that there will be a sort of conference, and which will include focus group discussions and then workshops. And so there'll be some real focused, issue-oriented workshops that will take place in the afternoon. The morning, the focus groups really are to bring people together around issues. And there's a whole range of issues. And I think that the original People's Agenda is sort of broken out by those different issues. And one of them was, we actually had a category called the Black Community, sort of, you know, in addition to having, you know, health care and anti-war and LGBT issues and education and health and all the ones you know you're going to have, we had a Black Community one because the same sort of dynamic has been an issue in what we call the anti-war movement or social justice movement, right? So it was necessary to bring the Black folks together to say, okay, what are your priorities in these issues?
Yeah.
Because that's where the disconnect sometimes, you know, comes. When they talk about education, it often is about college level education, and we tend to be more concerned with the, you know, absolutely our children, the you know, our babies in school and what's happening with them.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been informed that we have a caller. This is new. So I'm excited. So let's go ahead and take that caller so they can make their comment. Hi, are you there? Hi. Are you?
Hi, hello?
Oh, there you are. Great. Okay. Hi, you have a call. This is Ajamu.
Hello.
Hi, Ajamu.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, can you hear me?
It is. Now, I hear you on the computer, but I don't hear you on my phone, so I guess...
Well, go ahead and we'll do the... hear me as you can, and let's go ahead and give me your comment.
Okay, I will make my comment, assuming that everybody can hear me. But
yes.
I just wanted to say how happy I am to get a chance to know about this show. I just moved up here to Charlottesville a couple of months ago, and I was trying to figure out how to plug into the event happening this weekend. And so it's great to get the information about the conference and the workshops and all of that.
Great.
And I really want to also comment on what sounds like some fantastic work being done by the young folks there in Richmond. Who are attempting to organize a community and to organize young people. And I would really want to encourage that and figure out how I can help through the Black Love Unity Network that I'm a part of and other formations there in Richmond.
Uh-huh.
So also...
Hello?
So that I'm going to just leave it there, and I sent you a message.
Great.
And just again, I'm really happy to hear about the show. I'll be listening every weekend.
Is this? Awesome. What's your last name? Or do you want to tell me on the air? Thank you for the call. That's very it's very encouraging. It's very exciting.
Baraka.
Thank you, Ajamu Baraka. I will talk a little bit about the U.S. Human Rights Network and some of that work in future, and I hope that actually you would join me to do that. But thank you for the call. I think that's a great affirmation for our young brothers in the room, mm-hmm. And for for what we're talking about. The information about the event this weekend is on Facebook, and it is 2012 Virginia People's Assembly. If you look that up on Facebook, there'll be details about the conference. And I think that the schedule will be laid out sometime in the next day or two. So again, thanks, Ajamu, for that call. So there you are. So the people are tuning in.
Yeah, sounds good.
I've known of Ajamu's work for several years, and the U.S. Human Rights Network is a really powerful organization that works on human rights issues from the U.S. and out into the international arena. And so he brings a wealth of experience and perspective on these issues. And so that was very nice. To have that call.
Yes.
And this means that you all can be in touch, and I'm looking forward even more to this weekend, right?
Yes. That's right.
Do you have another event, like a public event planned for Occupy the Hood? Or do you have a video? Did you document this weekend?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I placed it on, I believe it's, yes, Oh, it's Occupy the Hood RVA on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
And so if we just Google that or go to YouTube and put in Occupy RVA, will all your videos be there?
Yes. Yes, okay. They will. Okay. I believe I put the playlist up.
but, okay. Yeah.
But yeah, but if you can't find it that way, just put in OTH RVA on YouTube, and it'll pull everything up from there.
Okay. That's really good. Tell me what you think. I can't even do that. Oh, see, this is what happens. Okay, so I've been told to wrap it up. So any more contact information so that people can connect with you if they have not been able to already?
Yes.
Find us on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jason got something prepared. Yes.
Oh, I love that rustling of paper. Go
ahead. You can reach me at 804-647-4609. We are looking for more recruits, so come join us. And you can also go to facebook.com/group/OccupyTheHoodRVA.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Anna.
And yes. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
This
thank
was a
you.
Great experience.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Well, we will do this again because obviously we need to keep people posted on what's going on. And I think there'll be another interview about Occupy, about the VPA on the Indie Media Show, I think on Wednesday this week. So you'll get some more reinforcement about the VPA event. And we will follow Occupy the Hood. And I'm really looking forward to you all being a part of the conversations on Saturday.
That's right. So. We're looking forward to it, too.
All right, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Defenders Live this week. We will talk to you next week after the VPA and bring you up to speed. Remember to keep up the struggle and that kindness does matter. And we will talk to you next week. Thanks.
You're talking so sweet, well, you needn't. You say you won't cheat, well, you needn't. You're tapping your feet, well, you needn't. It's over now, it's over now.